No, I'm not going to play the song. But ladies and gentlemen, young men from all over, almost it's a Soweto now, but anyway, from the all Western Cape, they came together and decided to surprise us and sing along, play some tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is Jack of the Bones!
What's up, Radio KC? What's up,
the Jack of the Bones takeover?
Yeah.
It's a key for the young man, you take that! Oh, that's
cheers, man.
How's it, guys? Welcome to Zanzi Hits, eh?
Great, thanks, Earl. Thanks for having us.
It's I said earlier that you're these guys, they're persistent, they want to be here, we thought to ourselves, you know what, let's make it today, this date, because I've got something special lined up for them. Special meaning, there is 5 songs which they need to come and sing along to with us. All right, so that is something special. But anyway, did you see how the faces lit up? I'm like, hey, but I'm proud of you, no? Who like it chat? That one?
We're here to find out what the chart looks like today.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be interesting at the top.
There's a battle between 3 songs. I literally had to take a few cloths and dry up all the blood on that on the voting line. I can check this out, and I think we went to a record this week with the top 10. Shocking. Over 6,000 votes altogether.
Wow.
As nog te min, I need more. I need at least 10 to 100,000. Yes. And I'm going to be happy. Yeah. All right. Wow. Okay. Enough about me now. Let's find out who's here in studio. Let's on my right hand side.
I'm Mr. Dresden Jacobs, and I'm the drummer of Jack of the Bones.
The drummer of Jack of the Bones. He's what sounds like a drummer. Huh? What was the kick?
The bass kick.
Francisco, I'm the keys player on Jack of the Bones.
Okay, nice. He sounds like a keys man. Yeah. And let's move on.
Good afternoon, my name is Leighton Lucas, and I do rhythm guitar, lead guitar, and vocals for Jack of the Bones.
Okay, and...
Greetings everyone, Vianco Caneria, I'm the bass player of Jack of the Bones.
Okay, you know what, I was looking for the bass now. No, so. I'm the bass player. So how's it, guys? First of all, how are you feeling, man? Last night I saw you were out at Mojo Market.
Yes,
performing this. So how are you feeling after a busy week?
It has been a busy week. We all have day jobs. I'm sure everyone that follows us knows that. So music is a passion, hobby, side project for us. So it takes a lot of dedication and time management. But it's all about getting on stage, doing things like this. It really gives us a lot of energy. Last night was awesome. Mojo Market is one of our biggest supporting platforms. Mm. We play there about once a month. So shout out Mojo Market in Sea Point if you haven't been.
Yeah, let me put down the wine.
That's not a sponsored slot.
Bring my money. All right. Okay. So how did you guys get together? That is the main thing, obviously, because I mean, with bands, there's always a story. Negative, oh my, we come from church. So tell us, how did you guys get together?
It's a long story. Yeah. So the band's been together since 2017-ish, but everyone except me, I was the only one there at that point in time. I started the band, different bass, different keys, different drums, all of that. And then, you know, some people move on to other projects, and then you have to find someone new. And through that process, we found some of the other guys. So Bianco knew my cousin Godwin, who used to be in the band from church.
Godwin also plays?
Godwin started the band with me. He used to play lead guitar. He doesn't play anymore.
Godwin!
Yeah.
Shout out
DJ Godwin Meyer. So Bianco joined first out of the guys that are here. Stuart Martin left. He was our drummer at the time. He now plays for a band called Sun Quintet. Very good band. And then Bianco said, look, my cousin plays drums. I think he's got some chops. And we got Duration in. So the two of them are actually cousins. And then I know everyone that plays in the band knows Francisco Boysin Paul.
So just through the great time, we're like, hey,
Bianco said, I know this guy, he's definitely got chops, we just need to fit into his schedule. And I think we've made it worth his while because he's stuck around. We've been playing with Francisco for a few years now.
So the four of you, how long have the four of you? I know about Jack of the Bones, I've seen, I've heard. I just never pay attention. So how long have you guys been together as the group that's here now?
This four-piece has been going, as the four of us have been going, we've been going for about a year now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how's it been going?
It's been going really well.
Remember your operator, Zipper? Boys, how's it been going for you? I know, boys, obviously. So how's it been going for you?
It's been going very well, very well. Yeah, at first I had to, you know, blend in with the style of music that the band is playing. But yeah, at the end of the day, it worked out. And yeah, I enjoy what I'm doing with the band. And Leighton is a great leader.
That's why he's the one that's he's the spokesperson.
We appointed him as a spokesperson.
And he also prati, I'm an introvert.
Yeah. Yes.
my work is on the drums. Okay, so since for the year, you've been busy with projects as well. Tell us the process. So who writes? Who's the person? Who's the musical director here between you? Wie aankom? Ek weet jy se kan hier hele praat aan een.
Dit is nou ons so gekende, weet jy, maar ja, ons gaan.
Nee, ek aan nie, jy weet, ons ken mekaar nou lank. So sê my gou, vir jou self, die invloed van die hele projek vir jou, wie skryf hierso en wie? Wie is die een wat sê, alright, let's go with that tune, I like that.
Okay, do you know what? Normally when we, I normally spoke to the guys when I tell them that it is very important for you to rehearse, but not for a gig, but just rehearse, to stay rehearsed. And normally when in that moment, there's a few creativity flowing and try this and somebody record it and keep it there. That's for our archive. So whenever we come together again and there's enough free space for us just to fool around on our instruments, that normally comes up again. So we tried it and everyone individually put their part in there. And Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your nogie.
I think the main brain is actually Leighton.
It's actually
Miss Leighton is the main brain, but yeah, we all have an input, especially with the recordings as well. I remember we recorded the keys part
to the EP.
In my
auntie's house.
In his auntie's house, yeah.
The kitchen.
Basically in the kitchen, yeah. So,
okay.
So we had quite a number of input there as well. Yeah.
And you are for the drummer, how did you fit into the whole picture?
Into the band.
Actually,
we got together because me and Fankel, it's just like Leighton said. We were cousins and we've
You were cousins, you know? So you're not cousins.
No, we are cousins.
We're cousins. But I know you guys are normally in the church, no?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so. And in the transition from playing in the church into a band that is mainstream for you.
It means a lot for me because I've grown a lot here with the band and I can fit in to the genre that the band have been putting out, so that's where I got my passion to be with them as the band. So
you guys haven't thought like, hey, let's go to Jesus, place my hand in the
video. Not yet there, but
definitely in the pipeline.
So the kind of music you guys put together, tell us, is it multi-fusion? Are you saying, okay, we're only playing a little bit of a light kind of a rock kind of a vibe? Are you just doing jazz? What is the genre you guys want to be known for?
I think Jackal the Bones, now that we've got a fixed four-piece, we can start working on an identity, and that's what I wanted to start with at this EP. So Jackal the Bones started as a rock cover band because all of the guys at that time was mostly into rock music. I listened to all sorts of music. But this band has moved more towards jazz, and I really enjoy that. So I think the EP, if you listen to the EP from top to bottom, you'll hear there's a very strong jazz influence. And I think for the next one, we'll start exploring again. So I don't like to put a boundary on what the band sounds like. It must sound like Jackal the Bones, but it can be a sort of more rock style, more funk style, more jazz style. Doesn't matter. It will still sound like Jackal the Bones. We're still working on that. But I think we like enjoying ourselves, we like expressing ourselves, we do things slightly different to what I think a normal jazz band setup would be. I'll give Francisco a lot of freedom on the keys because I enjoy playing chords rather than you'd normally have your guitarist being the free spirit in the band. In a normal jazz band, we are sort of a little bit reversed. Vianco likes taking up space with the bass, and I give him that space as well, and the same with duration. So I think that's what it's about, just expressing ourselves. I think for us it's important to understand and accept you'll find your audience. So we don't make music towards a certain audience. We make music that makes us happy and that we want to put out there. And it will find its audience.
Because at the end of the day, it is you're not supposed to play for people what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yes, you want them to love the band at the end of the day, but they will come along and say, you know what, I like your style. I want to do this, I want to do that. So at the end of the day, your identity is important. So you're speaking about your EP. When's the EP being released for the public?
The EP is out there, sir. It's on all streaming
platforms. Well, you actually mentioned it to me.
Yes, the EP's been out.
I do apologize.
You are busy, man. We know that.
I saw the message, but I probably missed it.
The EP's been out since, I think, the 27th of June, late June.
Yeah.
So it's been out for a little over a month now. Month and a bit. It's out there in the world, streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, all of those. YouTube, you can go and find
it. And then how's it been going?
I think it's been going really well. All the feedback that we get from friends and family, as we ask for input, have really been enjoying it. Like I said, very different style to what we did first. Our first two singles were very much more pop. This is very much more going towards the jazz style, so it's very, very interesting to get people's reaction, but very positive. And then, like we said, people, you'll find your audience. Be Ready, which is the one that's charting at the moment at Radio KC, I think has the most legs as a single. The others are a little.
It's got sexy legs, no?
It's got legs.
Did you see? Yeah, I love those legs.
Yeah. And talking about the writing process, that riff, the main riff of that song is the bass riff. Bianca wrote that probably 4 years ago, and it's been sitting there because I told him that's something, that's going to be something. And we just slowly started chipping away at it, and just in rehearsals, like you said, when we had time, started working on it and whatever. And now it's a fully fledged song, and I think it's great.
All right. Okay, I've got a song here because I don't want to talk too much first and give away too much. So I've got a song here, Runaway. This is Jack of the Bone on 107.7. They're here with us in studio and chatting about the music. Also, I want to find out from them where can people find them. So where people can find them, where you can find them, obviously, because at the end of the day, you are the main person here. Because if you don't like the music, they're not going to do music for you. So Runaway, I want to talk about the Runaway. I want to talk about the song that's charting as well. So stay tuned. Here we go. This is KC. This is Mzansi. It's my name's Will with you all the way through till 3. Oh, I almost forgot. See us all see you. All right. Stay tuned. Here we go.
Playing, baby, you make me wanna run away with you. Make me fall in love is what you do. I'm not playing, baby. Walk right in and I see what you're doing. See me smile cause I like how you're moving. Slow down, just a little. Soft touch, sexy giggle, and I'm already digging your style. So come over here and let's talk a while. Steal a kiss, don't resist. Total bliss, I can't miss it. I run away with you. You fall in love is what you do. I'm not playing, baby. You make me wanna run away with you. Make me fall in love is what you do. I'm not playing, while you're sleeping, baby. Tell me, how do you fit this way? How do I make you stay? And I don't know that answer, but my heart is beating faster, baby. Let's enjoy it. here today, cause I'll soon be away. Run away with you. You fall in love is what you do. I'm not playing, baby. You make me wanna run away with you. Maybe fall in love is what you do. I'm not playing.
It is Jackal the Bone, the in-studio with us as well. I'm chatting about the rise to fame as well. And no, guys, seriously, it is not a joke. You are doing exceptionally well. I love the sound. I do love it. I love it. But so with this particular song, when was the song released?
It was released 2021. That was our second single. Yeah.
Okay, so in COVID time, you were just recording.
Exactly that. So we released our first single the year before, which is called Something About. Should also be, it actually also went to number one on Radio KC back then, 2020.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't here.
You're not here yet? Okay.
I was on a sabbatical, 5-year, trying new things. And I went into what? Public relations, went into media, finance, worked with big names in the PR. So, but let's leave it there. Anyway, all right. So, okay, guys, you guys was not going anywhere, no?
No.
You're going to stay with us a bit?
Yes.
Okay. For the top 10?
Yeah, bro.
Yep. Okay, because I'm going to put you to work as well. And help us. Oh, no. I can't put you to work. Actually, I can put you to work. I need to screenshot the first 5 songs and give it to them. No? We need to screenshot that. That's the delta. It's on there. So just crop it out, crop the rest out, and just give them the first from 10 to 6. Alright, okay, so now the thing is, so with your new, with your identity that you are busy working on, where can people find you? Where can people come and check Jackal the Bone?
Well, normally we are some of the resident bands at Mojo Market. So whenever they feel like doing live music, just entertaining yourself, you can just watch our social media platform, and that will explain and that will tell you where we perform and when we perform.
Okay, all right. Go check out this social media platforms. Where? Because there is quite a few. Understand? If you're on WhatsApp.
So Facebook is probably the best one to get updates about our gigs, and then as well as Instagram. So check those platforms out. Jackal the Bones, JAKKAL, Jackal the Bones, on all social platforms, and you'll be able to find where we're playing next, what we're up to, new music, any announcements on the band should be out there.
Alright,
the best way.
Okay, it's time for Lyric Challenge. Okay. And this is how it works. Basically, it's quite simple. 5 songs, 5 snippets. You guys need to complete the lyrics. No? Julle as my singers, no?
Maar as dit 'n span poging of is dit elke man vir homself, no?
Nee, is dit. Ons kan dit 'n span poging maak. Okay, wag maar. Weet Kies aan hierso. Okay, so ek het ook in my jare geleer om keys te speel, nou so ek gaan nou train om so te week. Okay. My linkerhand is my
die byshand, no?
Is die byshand.
Daar is die keys, man.
Alright,
so are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Alright, there we go. If you don't know yet, this is what they need to do.
You got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
Push and pull like a magnet.
From 12 to 3 every
Saturday. Alright, so guys, are you ready? Here is your first song.
Tell me if you really love me, even I'm alive.
So cool. Oh, there we go.
Right, here we go. We have the second song.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby, girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Baby.
All right, okay, this one. I don't know about this one. Here we go.
We see us in the club, we'll be acting real nice.
We see us on the floor, we'll be watching all night. I don't know.
I don't know
the lyrics to this one. No, it's fine. You sure. It was right, but anyway.
Let's get a word of musicians and bitty bitty.
Okay, here we go. And this is how you complete it. Okay, you were close. You were close. All right, are you ready for number 4?
Let's go.
See, they got 3, no?
Yeah,
okay, here we go.
Come and lay your bones with me. Ba-da-ba-ba, Sunday morning, and I'm never gonna
ba-da-bum, scala-dum, 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 ba-ba.
I knew you were gonna get that one. Yeah. For Jack of the Bones.
Yeah.
All right, here's the last one. Here we go.
One in a million, once in a lifetime.
Woo!
Yo, there's a curveball.
It's a curveball.
God and love it, man. It's bad. One and one and love that song. That's one of my favorites. Anyway, it's time for news. Eddie and the team is standing by with news in Afrikaans.